Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
That song that used to go, Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth. The same kind of riff.
I just see what she would start singing. I'm going way down south. Here we go. Turn it up. Baby, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. It's 10 a.m. here on the West Coast, and it's in the afternoon there on the East Coast. So hello to everybody on Delmarva Talk Radio. In the room, we got Steve Silva.
That song is very peppy.
Yeah. With us, join us via satellite, Amber Ashmacary.
I'm on a satellite.
There
you go. And, of course, in the room also, producer Zach.
Hi.
Want to try that one again?
Hi, how are you?
There you go. And I am your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are Your Weekly Dose podcast. And, of course, we are streaming to you live from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today and every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. Just remember to follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on how you can help them get into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Radio Hall of Fame! So, hey, guys, for those of you who have recently followed us, joined us, thank you so much. Keep listening. Click all of our things. Leave us a comment. Leave us a review. Say nice things to us. We need it. We need some... rub our backs a little bit, you know? What do you think?
I think so, absolutely. And, of course, we got a busy show for you guys today. We've been talking about a couple of people that passed away this week. We'll be catching up with each other. In honor of Cinco de Mayo, we'll be giving you some Mexican words of the day. We got lockdown pick-me-up. We got guacamole talk. There you go. And then also because it's also Star Wars Day coming up, so May the 4th be with you.
Ooh.
That's right.
And Revenge of the 5th. Right.
We'll be talking about some Star Wars figures, the most expensive ones out there that people can collect.
I leave that to you.
And then, of course, it's National Bombshell Day.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite bombshell in all, their glory? There's many out there.
Does Amber count?
Oh, Amber's always counting, absolutely. So, and we may do
That's why he's my twinkers.
Twinkers, wow. And then also, we might be calling a few extra people today as a bit of a surprise, so we'll try and get that going on as well.
Oh, yeah. Now, don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Not only can you
start the show over.
Now, can you only download the show for free from our website? But you can also subscribe to our show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show. Of course, And of course, today's theme song is Mas Tequila by the great Sammy Hagar, who is only 2 years older than Steve and looks a hell of a lot better than Steve.
He's just a kid. Hey.
Oh, poor Steve. Poor Steve.
He's actually 2 years old. And, dude, he is, I mean, well, he's still rocking.
He's still rocking.
Damn. Yeah. I can't believe that. He's 72 and he's still doing what he does, man. It's great. Do you have any a favorite Sammy Hagar song?
It's a rock star.
Or maybe something from Van Hagar?
I thought it was funny when he appeared on Two and a Half Men.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
That's something there.
Wait, Sammy Hagar was on Two and a Half Men?
Apparently. Yeah. How about you, Amber? Do you have a favorite Sammy Hagar song or Van Hagar song?
We did this! We did this the last show that we, I can't remember right now. I'm all in, like, I've been listening to, like, Olivia Newton-John. I'm out of my rock zone right now.
I got one.
Which one?
I Can't Drive 55, because I always think of Back to the Future Part 2, when he goes to Biff's tower.
Yeah. He's got a lot. 55. Yeah. This one is actually a really cool one. There's one about the song in Tennessee that I like also, but any of the Van Hagar stuff, you know, I really like Pound Cake. It's like one of my favorite ones too. I like that one. So, but Sammy Hagar is a great guy. I love him. I've always liked him, but I loved him better when he got into Van Halen and then as a solo artist. So afterwards,
you know what? I got a question, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of it right now.
Okay.
It's a Van Halen, Van Hagar song. I can't think of the name of it, but I just know the chorus kind of goes, "We'll get higher and higher, straight up we'll climb."
Yeah.
What is that called?
Higher and higher.
It's just called Higher and Higher?
Yeah. Yeah. Pull it up real quick, dude. That's fine.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But anyway, you can get all of Sammy's stuff, Van Hagar stuff. You can get even his solo stuff from our biggest sponsor, Amazon. You know, and you always want to take
Amazon.
It from there.
Yes. So nowadays, more and more people are shopping online because we don't want to leave our houses and we can't. So there's no better place to shop online than, say it, Steve, in that really cool voice.
So get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember, use our banner.
Yes.
That's right. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on our Amazon banner and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link. And by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Yeah. What else, Steve?
Well, Steve, you get all your shopping done with no big crowds. Or if you're like me and have trouble getting out, do your shopping because you have no car. Amazon is there to help you out. They will even deliver your groceries for you.
Just sanitize afterwards. So if you're going to do all your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com. Go to our website, click our Amazon banner, bookmark it, do that, do your shopping like that. That helps us, and we appreciate it.
And remember, when you use our banner, our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Oh, now crank that song.
It's actually called Dreams.
Is it called Dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. And of course, I had probably listener Dawn is going, "No, it's Dreams, you idiot." Knowing Dawn, she'll text me tomorrow morning or Monday morning. I thought it was called Higher and Higher. I really did.
Yep. Keyboard.
Yeah.
Love that keyboard.
You know, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, Van Hagar, I think, is it's a slightly better band because I think the songwriting was much better.
I agree.
Overall. Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was younger and I got introduced to Van Halen, of course, I knew who David Lee Roth was, but I remember hearing Sammy Hagar, and I remember looking at my mom going, like, wait, that's not Van Halen. She's like, no, this is Van Halen now.
Like, yeah, now.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, okay. And then after, like, a few months of the radio, I went, all right, I can roll with this.
Oh,
deal
yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's. Go ahead, Amber.
He had a fun voice, but he was was like a goofy, clownish kind of I mean, he was good. David Lee Roth, you know, he was fun. But Sammy Hagar has those, you know, there's that rock, that voice.
He has better hair now.
Exactly.
Than David.
He still has hair. David doesn't have any.
Right.
He still has hair.
Maybe those bristles that pop up.
But no, he does have that rock voice. And one of the cool things, too, is that he did there's a song on one of his albums called A Whole Lot of Zep. And that one, it's like his voice is perfect for like Led Zeppelin tunes. Mm. And it just sounds freaking amazing on it. And you're just going,
Zep, boom.
Well, yeah, they do. And I think Jason Bonham did a guest drumming thing on it, who's, you know, Jason Bonham's son.
Mm-hmm.
So are you looking it up right now?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Okay. And it's just a really, really good tune, you know. And, you know, Sammy's voice for that, it's perfect.
Hey, mama, say there you the way go. You move.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna make you sweat.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm feeling it.
I want a whole lot of love.
I'll crank this bitch up.
Perfect. His voice is perfect for that. So, anyway, thank you, Sammy, for all the good music you got. And remember, go to Amazon to pick up all of his music, including his Van Halen stuff.
He's great.
He is. Have you ever seen him live?
Oof, that'll give you a little wake up. Give me a sip of that tequila right there.
Have you ever seen him live, though?
Tequila.
Amber?
No. Oh, my gosh. No, I wish. I missed that.
Oh, you got... I've seen...
I think my dad did.
I got to see him. I've taken Karen to see him in Van Halen, and also as a solo artist. And good God, talk about being in a party mood all the time. I mean, it's amazing, absolutely amazing.
You know, speaking of Led Zeppelin, you guys ever hear Train cover? Led Zeppelin, they did a whole cover album. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, and of course, there's that young band out there. God, I forgot the name of them, but they sound exactly like Led Zeppelin, though.
I always love these Led Zeppelin cover bands.
Oh no, this is not a cover band.
Oh,
this
really?
Is an original rock band of these young kids in their 20s,
wow.
And they sound, I mean, like if Led Zeppelin was reincarnated.
Wow.
And put out, they're freaking amazing. So
Who is this?
Oh, God, I can't.
I look this up.
I can't remember the name. I had a friend of mine send it to me, whatever, and I got to look it up.
Tweet us if you know what it is.
Yeah.
Somebody just Google it.
Oh, is it Greta Van Fleet? No?
That sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds close. Yeah,
I think it's Greta Van Fleet because they do some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Let me see.
But they're really really good. I mean like I said,
they are now in their 30s.
Well, they're still younger than me. Shit. I mean,
like you say, now in their 30s, like they just reached a milestone.
Well,
they are in their 30s and 40s. Greta Van Fleet.
I think this is them. Oh, you know what? Sorry. I'm playing that. There we go. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's them, yes. And actually, I did see them at a festival, and they were friggin' amazing.
Really?
Oh my God, they do
friggin'
sound
amazing.
Like a ring. That's
It's Led Zeppelin reincarnated.
I bet it was on purpose, too. They all got together and went, we got something here.
And these are all original songs. Yeah. So it's just like a continuation of Led Zeppelin.
I know what I'm going to be playing when I'm at work all day today. I'm going to rock this song.
Greta Van Fleet. Again, get them at Amazon. Yeah. So, should we catch up with each other, guys?
I mean, I suppose.
All right, let's go ahead and do that then. Amber, what you got to report?
Breaking news, I just spilled my tea. That's...
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
I'm sitting here trying to pour it.
Well, actually,
and
Amber...
And I don't have...
Actually, Amber does have real important news for all of us we can announce.
Does that have to do with tea?
No, it has nothing to do with tea.
Wait, didn't I start to say this last week? No?
We know because we didn't have the test results. and we were very worried about it, about Amber.
I do not have the Rona.
Yes, which is good news.
Yay.
It is good news.
This week, yeah, exactly. Great. Yeah, so
next week might be different.
Yeah. But she started to get the symptoms or whatever. It turned out it was just a regular cold kind of a thing, and it affected her asthma and so forth. And but she got herself tested. We were waiting for the tests and everything. She does not have it. She is free and clean and clear, but still mentally unstable.
Just for this week again.
Yeah, but still mentally unstable.
Sounds like you just got out of one of those clinics you have to go to get clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She used some Clorox and some bleach.
No.
Drank some bleach, injected a little Windex.
Clorox, Windex, yeah. Because Windex does everything from that, you know, that Greek movie.
Took some pool cleaner. That's the one that draws them all together to
do the
job.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody at home try any of these things. We are not held responsible.
No, and neither is the president. So, Steve, how was your week, bud?
Fun.
What'd you do?
A lot of nothing.
All right.
But last night.
Yes.
I finally watched a musical I hadn't seen. I'd heard some of the music, but I had never seen it. And
well, we
everything.
Had this discussion last week. You didn't like Hamilton?
No, I didn't like Hamilton. Mm. Yeah. But last night I listened to Avenue Q.
Oh
my God.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
Oh, it's hysterical. I watched some performance by a group in Midvale, Utah 3 years ago or something, but it was the whole show. Yeah. And I swear to God, I laugh my ass off. And
oh, no. Avenue Q's great.
It is. It's so cool.
What's amazing, too, is that you forget about the people. And just pay attention to the puppets and everything.
Yeah, that's the whole point is it's the puppet, you know. Now, last night, but, you know, some of them, like, they suddenly were, like, singing out to the audience instead of, you know. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. It was just the words, some of the songs are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just funny. It's just plain funny in today's society. I think it says a lot, too. Like, you know, everybody is a little bit racist and everybody's a little bit gay. And, everybody, you know, we're all people. And, you know, we can't get too hung up on things like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So
anyway. Life is too short, man. And you got to go out and enjoy it.
So if you get a chance to go see it.
I just love that Steve's doing this. I just love that Steve's going through and watching all these old musicals that he has never seen.
Old musicals.
Makes me love Steve a little bit more.
I don't know if they're old musicals, really, because, you know, Steve's much older.
No,
so.
But just to him, just stuff that he's just catching up, you know, on the newer stuff.
Well, it's stuff I know about and stuff I've heard some of the music to, but I haven't seen the production.
It's post Rodgers and Hammerstein, basically, is what it is.
So that was
Zach,
fun.
How was your week?
Let's see. Busy, productive, not playing stuff when Steve's talking.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what? Real quick, though. Huh? I do want to thank you for last week. I didn't get a chance to mention it, but we got to go out and visit you at the pizza place.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And just want to say thank you for the
you're welcome.
Hospitality and letting us eat there.
That's funny. I was thinking yesterday. I'm like, did we talk about that last week?
No, we didn't. I apologize. So.
Well, we just had so many more things to talk about.
But there was,
no, it was good having you.
There was an interesting thing that did happen, though. I don't know if we talked about it. No, we didn't. Where my son Roman decided to order a pizza.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. This is hilarious.
And so so it's a 12-inch pizza, so there's 8 pieces. And my son is very, very skinny. I mean, he is like toothpick thin.
And but he's so tall. He's tall.
I know. He's almost as tall as me. And I don't know.
I know he's a tall kid.
I don't know how or where this came about. So Zach, you can fill this in.
I will.
How this bet came about?
Because I just so a medium pizza with 8 slices. I don't know. I just didn't think that
was
that,
a medium.
Yeah, that was a medium.
I thought that was a small.
No, that's a medium. No, a small one's like the little personal one with like the 4.
Okay, so
slices.
To me that's a personal one, and then the next size up to me is a small.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
And then you got a medium, and then you got a large.
Yeah, that's that place is very calorie conscious, as you can tell.
Okay.
And I bet Roman. I bet him $20 that he couldn't finish that because he kind of was giving off that like, oh wow, I'm gonna get all this done and maybe have a piece left. I'm like, wait, one piece? I'm like, I'll give you $20 if you can finish this entire thing. And he looks at me like, he gives me a look on his face like I, like he said, he, like I told him he couldn't do it. You know, he just kind of like, a challenge accepted.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking because I got like at least, I got at least like $40 in my pocket. I'm like, it's not going to happen. And if I could lose $20, who cares? And then like maybe in half hour, 40 minutes goes by and I go to check on them. And he's like down to the wire. And I'm like,
oh shit!
Oh shit! And I'm looking at that lonely. I'm looking at the $20 bills in my hand. I go like, "Well, one of you's gonna have to go today, and it's not for fun reasons."
Wait a minute! You had $40 in your pocket?
Yeah, I just had $20s in my pocket.
And you said, "I'll pay you tomorrow."
Hold on.
Oh snap!
I'm not done yet. Not done yet. Mind you, this was probably like maybe five in the afternoon when they came. It got busy, so I didn't get out of there till almost 9.
Well, we didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to you because we had to leave.
So. Yeah, and it had got really, really busy, so I just got distracted and forgot. Yeah. So the next morning.
Yeah, but you said, I don't have it with me. I'll pay you tomorrow.
I used it on gas and other paraphernalia I'm not willing to discuss at this time.
Now we're finding out a week later he actually had it.
Marijuana is legal, so just stop around the bush with it.
Look, I made promises I shouldn't have kept, okay? I told Steve that
That's
I was
right.
I told Steve I was going to get him some edibles. I did that night. That's where most of that went to. Steve always pays me back. Lo and behold, I forgot that and the $20 I owed Roman the last
So
Saturday.
You're in the hole.
Yeah. I know. This was a loan shark. I'd be dead right now.
Which paw?
So.
Now, wait a minute. I'm remembering something.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Who paid Roman the $20?
Oh, wait a minute.
I totally forgot about that.
Wait a minute. Okay. So.
What? But
wait a minute.
That was taken out of his edibles.
It was. So they
I thought
were,
it was.
I gave you.
Well, I thought. Okay, let's clear this up right now then. After the show last week, I had reminded Zach, don't forget to pay Roman. He's like, oh crap, whatever. All right. He's walking down the stairs.
I'm almost out.
Okay. So yeah. And I yell downstairs, basically, don't forget to pay my son. Okay, fine.
You just hear me go, shit.
Yeah. So then Steve and I are upstairs talking or whatever, so it took us a while to get downstairs. So when I do get downstairs, I see a 20 on the coffee table. So I ask Roman, is that the 20 from Zach? He goes, yeah. Okay, Steve, what is your version of this?
Oh, my gosh. I go, two versions.
I've got a 20. I can give it to him and take it off of what I owe you for. Or what I will owe you for the edibles.
Okay, then. So.
I hear a
you
snake.
Guys are
hold on.
This really complicated.
No. Hold on. I have a solution. I have a solution. So.
Stoner shit right here.
When I dropped off those edibles on Sunday, yes, Steve, you gave me the amount for it. So let's do this. You gave me that extra 20 that I used to pay for a moment. So let's consider your coffee on the house for the next few weeks. Because he usually pays me for the coffee after like a couple weeks. Yeah. So
you guys need to stop making these wheeling and dealing.
Wow, man.
No, I have systems and I am.
Sounds great to me.
Just settle your debts and be done with it.
I'm going to have another imbibe here.
Dude, I'm already done with mine.
Coffee, what? Yeah. Edibles, pizza. Whoa. Oh my gosh.
I'm thirsty.
Cheers.
I'm thirsty.
Are you guys having the ha-ha? The ha-ha
yes,
tequila?
Yes, we are. As we are doing the show, Steve and I, today was supposed to be another drunk show, basically, for us today. But unfortunately, since Amber's not here, you know, because we want to do things together. That's okay. We want to do things together. Steve and I are just actually having one margarita apiece right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is Cinco de Mayo coming up and everything, but, yeah, so anyway. So, I've already finished mine since we started the show, and we're already, 20 minutes into the show.
Okay, before we go any further, am I off everyone's financial burden?
Well, my son got paid, so I'm happy.
Okay, because
so.
I don't want Roman whacking me in my sleep tomorrow.
Because he knows Italians who know Italians, so yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, he also knows how to drive with a driver's license, a car, and where I live.
It's still convoluted as hell. Who knows who? It's
I don't know. He knows where I work. That might be a little too much.
Yeah. Like, who knows who?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Aren't you glad you asked how I was doing?
Yeah, I'm totally glad.
You know what would be really fun is now we get JP and we get Roman to do a pizza eating contest in there. Ooh. With the two skinny little boys.
Do they like wings?
You know what? Yeah. I got a funny feeling Zach's going to be out an awful lot of money. You got your stimulus check, right?
Yeah, but it's already put in the savings, so
ha-ha. Okay, let's get the boys over there, the Hungry Teen Boy Team.
God, what am I? Am I that much of a maniac to bet hundreds on two kids in an eating contest? No. The answer is no, whoever's listening. No.
All right, fine.
Does Roman like wings? I will watch JP and Roman do a wing.
I don't know. I don't know if Roman likes wings or not.
Really?
So, yeah. Hmm. So,
we'll do a cheese pizza challenge for this.
Okay, yeah, let's just keep it. Let's keep it, kid.
But I must say though, I didn't get a chance to try the pizza though, so I don't have no idea how it was. But the spaghetti sauce and the sausage was very good.
I made the sauce that morning.
It was not bad. It was very good.
He just poured a
king. No, he just poured a king of ragu or whatever.
Poured it out of a can.
Yeah.
No, it was not ragu. It was whatever that one that's got Paul Newman's face on it.
Oh my gosh, Newman's.
Thank
Newman's
you.
Own.
Newman's own. Okay. Newman's own.
Went to
charity, so that's okay.
With added salt.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, either way, I want to thank you, Zach, because
you're welcome.
You did a little extra also for Karen on her salad and stuff, so it was very nice.
Yeah, that salad was a beat. That's another thing. Now I see where Roman gets his appetite. She killed that salad like it was nothing, and that was a salad for 3 to 4 people that she ate.
It's just lettuce.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There was diced chicken in there.
I had a few bites here and there also, whatever. But yeah, Karen mowed it down. So that was her dinner. She was hungry.
Yeah.
So
you guys have healthy appetites.
Was it a Caesar salad or what was this?
I don't remember. Yeah,
it's called it's called a barbecue ranch chicken salad. It is really
okay.
It's
I don't like that. I don't like barbecue on anything but barbecue.
You're gonna really cringe at this. The dressing is a combination of ranch and barbecue sauce.
No, pass. I don't get that stoned. Sorry. Yeah.
I think that's illegal in 20 states. At least Hawaii.
Okay.
At least Hawaii. Hey, boy, we don't do that
Steve.
Around here.
We got Steve back now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this coffee kicked in 2 hours ago.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this week, I decided to go back to my old hobby.
So, Can you talk about that
on the radio?
Yes, I can, actually.
You have old hobbies?
And so I decided to finally finish my modeling on my choo-choo set.
Oh,
that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, this is about as damn trains again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I started it. I figured it out. So starting to put things into place and everything where all like the train station is going to go and so forth. But there was this area that's kind of flat and then there's a mountain behind it. I was going, God, what am I going to put there? I couldn't figure out what I really wanted to put there.
That's where the dam goes?
No. It's where the damn baseball field is going to go. So I decided to put
damn baseball.
So I decided I'm gonna create a road to go up to the other level, and then on this flat part there basically is put in a baseball diamond and some cars and some bleachers and stuff and everything. Put some lights out there and everything.
So it's gonna be like at Houston Stadium where the train goes through the stadium.
Yeah, even though they also did that in Brewster's Millions too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The train goes through the field. Mm-hmm. No, it goes around it though, but it's like a little league. Type of field, so it's a smaller field. So yeah, so that's what I started to start this week and everything. So I was put in the train station this week and started to build all the stuff. And I got 3 buildings to make and everything. So that's what I'm doing.
Cool.
So yeah, so I'm excited. Well, you know, since today we are only a few days away from Cinco de Mayo, which is coming this Tuesday, we decided to put together a couple of things, and we're going to give off a few here. Some Mexican word of the day.
Are you ready, senor?
Yes, sir. I will try and do my best for you here. So give me the first word.
Body wash.
Can you please repeat that, sir?
Body wash.
Body wash. Body wash. Oh, yes. Hey, I wanted to go to the club tonight, but I can't get nobody to wash my kids.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that works.
You want another one?
Sure.
Demo.
Cheese.
Cheese, okay.
Do you mean like the queso?
Oh, cheese. Oh, here's a perfect example. Cheese. I got cheese. Juanita like me, but she's so gorda.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, one more.
All right, all right.
Ice mocha.
Ice mocha. Oh, dude, I've got a bad memory because I smoke a lot of weed.
Exactly. Yes.
Only Sean can do this and not make it racist.
Let's do one more. Let's do one more.
How about Juicy?
Juicy.
See?
Oh.
Hey. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me if Juicy the cops.
Okay, I'll keep a lookout.
Okay, thanks, man.
Look out for the 5-0.
And there you go. There's a couple of Mexican words of the day, and we're going to give those to
very,
you.
Very educational, throughout the show. Traditional.
Yeah. We got the some guacamole stuff, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like the history of guacamole, man.
Anyway, and it is such a big tradition, of course, among Mexican restaurants and everything. You know, no matter where you go, you know, it's you've got those things, right?
So, it's just me.
Yes. It's,
oh, good.
So you got some facts there, right?
All right. Here's some facts about one of my favorite foods, guacamole. Like tomatoes, avocados are actually a fruit. And I love avocados and tomatoes together.
Yeah, it has a seed.
Yeah, I'll chop up an avocado, chop up a tomato, and put some like Italian dressing on it and just eat it like a salad.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
So good. Oh,
man. I like it with just some olive oil and a little bit of black pepper. Boom.
Olive oil and black pepper. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's black
delicious.
Pepper.
Maybe a little bit of sea salt. Yum.
Well, you know, you add a couple more things. You make guacamole.
Yeah. But if you just do the olive oil and the pepper and the little sea salt, keeps you regular.
That's all right.
Okay, then.
She did say that.
Now, avocados have been enjoyed by people in Mexico, South America, and Central America as far back as 500 BC.
Holy cow.
Wow.
For as far back as 500 BC. Might have been a more poetic way of saying that, but yes. Okay, in case you're wondering about guacamole origin, i.e., who invented guacamole? The Aztecs were already making guacamole when the Spaniards came to the New World. The Spaniards took the recipe back to Europe, where the rest, as they say, is history. Es verdad. Now, the avocado in the 20th century were referred to as alligator pears because of their skin.
See.
The peel.
See.
They had a peel. Thick peel. Yeah.
That's going to be the name of my band, Alligator Skin.
Now, here's something interesting. The avocado is actually related to bay leaves and cinnamon.
Their cousins.
Cinnamon.
It's my third cousin.
Cinnamon. There it is.
Simon and
the highest volume of avocado sales in America is on Cinco de Mayo and Super Bowl Sunday. So
who'd have thought?
How about that? Now here's something really weird.
Okay.
A mailman patented the most popular avocado variety.
What?
There are more than 400 varieties of avocado grown around the world, but the Hass, grown mostly in Mexico and California, is the most popular. A postal worker named Rudolph Hass purchased the seedling from a farmer in 1926 and filed a patent in 1935. The original tree stood and bore fruit for nearly 70 years in La Habra Heights, here in California. Where I grew up in Highland Park, we had a gigantic avocado tree in the backyard that I actually built tree houses in. It was huge, and the avocados were huge, so I grew up eating avocado, and it was so good. I love it still. Okay, and the last fact, as far as I can tell here, is California dominates the U.S. avocado production. The western state accounts for nearly 90% of all avocados grown in the United States.
Whoa.
With the bulk of farms centered in a 5-county region of Southern California.
Anybody hungry?
And it's beautiful to go down and see the avocado forests down there. Oh, man.
Yeah,
it's down near the border. It's like in San Diego County.
There are male and female avocado trees. So the male avocado tree that bears the fruit is the big one, or I guess you could call that the female. I don't know which way it goes. And then the other one tends to be more skinny and produces all the pollen.
See?
Yeah, it's a gordo.
So that's how it works.
The female makes the fruit, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's the way it is.
Have you guys ever had avocado on a pizza?
No.
2020.
It's really good.
Well, I've got, since we're talking about the guacamole here and avocados, I've got two ways to make it. There's the traditional way, and there are many different ways to make guacamole, but here is the traditional way. You get three Hass avocados, halved and seeded and peeled, basically. One lime, juiced, and then you get a half a teaspoon of kosher salt, half a teaspoon of ground cumin, half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, half of medium onion diced, half of a jalapeno pepper seeded and minced.
On a stick.
Yeah. two Roma tomatoes seeded and diced, one tablespoon of chopped cilantro, and then one clove garlic minced. So basically all that in a nutshell, you're going to mix all of that up into the bowl and everything, and you're going to mash the avocados and everything and put all that in there and just have a wonderful time with it afterwards, you know, and throw it in the fridge or let it sit at room temperature or whatever. So now that's the traditional way.
Delicioso.
Now,
I had some yesterday in bed.
Now, a lot of you guys, one of the most popular, I think, fast food Mexican restaurants around is Chipotle. A lot of people like to go there. It's fresh and everything. They cook their steaks or chicken, whatever. And of course, they do have great guacamole over there as well. Here is their recipe. Ready?
Chipotle's
recipe. Here we go.
Chipotle.
So two ripe Hass avocados, two teaspoons of lime juice, two tablespoons of cilantro chopped, 1/4 cup of red onion diced, half of jalapeno, including the seeds, diced, and 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. So basically, you're going to mix all that in together. And of course, and they say there's a certain folding technique in the way they mix it, and to give it, you know, optimum flavor. And then, of course, see how it tastes. And then you add more salt or lime juice if necessary.
Not going to lie, Chipotle does have good guacamole. Like, really, really does.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to pick anything that's a franchise, I'd go with that.
Yeah, they're not bad. The ones that are also pretty good, too, is El Torito? Where they make it at the table also, or Acapulco restaurants.
They did that?
Yeah, they make it at the table. And that's funny because they ask you, okay, senor, how hot do you want to have it? And then they put as much of the jalapeno pepper, you know, in it to see, you know, how spicy you want it.
Did that at my local El Torito. What the hell?
Well, we were
jerks.
Special. All right, guys.
Starving.
Well, there you go. There are some recipes for some making some really good guacamole. And, of course, we like to do our new segment for you, which is fun, which is Lockdown Pick-Me-Up. So let's pick you up.
Lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
And, of course, these are all news items, basically, that kind of are good things about what's going on because of the coronavirus, because it's such a terrible thing. So we have to try and find things to pick you up. And of course, we all know that the governors, mostly on the western states, have shut everything down and everything. But you know what? There is one place in Las Vegas that after being closed for some time, they decided to do something a little bit new, you know, since the governor closed down the state as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it is Little Darlings. They're in Las Vegas. It's a club. Of course, it's a strip club.
Yay.
And they decided.
Yeah, cinnamon.
Yeah. And they decided, basically, to do an offer up drive-through strip shows.
Hi. Oh, that's right. I forgot about this.
And not only that, they also decided to do nude hand sanitizer wrestling.
Yeah.
So
that's terrible for the skin.
Well, I guess they started this. And so people are now able to drive up to the front door, pay $100, and enjoy a 10-minute Triple X show from the comfort and safety of their vehicles.
I love it.
Yeah, the Triple X Nude Hand Sanitizer Wrestling has already begun as well. And, of course, for the customers who want to go inside, the Director of Operations, Ryan Carlson, says that Little Darlings is easily one of the safest and cleanest places to be in Las Vegas. He says that the club's sanitizing practices include hourly hand washing, more than 25 hand sanitizers throughout the club, and social distancing in both seating and, I would expect this, private dances.
Oh my gosh.
So,
I'm your private dancer.
Yeah. Oh, such a good song.
Dance up home. I know. That's
so. So there you go. So there's a reason to go to Vegas now. Another cool thing. This one was really interesting though. For the first time since 1957, Miami went 7 weeks without a murder.
Yep. I wonder who the poor guy was that got murdered after.
It's like, oh, man, we got to start all over again.
Hit the doomsday clock.
You got to go change the sign, man.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it was once America's cocaine-fueled murder capital, but Magic City, as it's called, is a much different place nowadays. Sure, it's like any big metropolis. Miami still has some dangerous neighborhoods, and it's not unheard of for an innocent person to get caught in the gangland crossfire. But, of course, the coronavirus came to town, kind of changed all that. So, CBS News reports that the city just went 7 straight weeks without a homicide for the first time since 1957. Sadly, the streak ended on April 12th when someone got killed.
Did it really say cocaine-fueled?
Yeah. Well, dude, if you think about it,
That's just awesome.
Yeah, the way the city is. So another cool thing here that is wonderful that's been going on. We talked about it a little bit last week with Paul, but this is something that restaurants are now doing across the U.S. is turning their parking lots into drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. I saw a couple of those.
How fun.
Yeah, so
kind of like commercial chains, like the big ones.
It's different ones. So most of them have been independent ones,
a lot of space.
Where they have a big parking lot and everything. They'll go out and get one of those big giant blow up ones or whatever, and they'll pick different nights to have family night or whatever, or you know, parents night out kind of a thing and what have you. And it has just been a huge success. And of course, it's reduced the us going to the movies and everything. But for many of us, there's definitely a limit to how much fun we can inject into the quarantine lifestyle. And, of course, binge watching on Netflix can only go so far as well. Social distancing rules, of course, began in March. Restaurants across America have begun turning their parking lots into drive-in cinemas, offering opportunity for stir-crazy couples and families craving social outing, such as dinner and a movie. So how great is that? You order, they cook it for you, they bring it out, whatever. And what a way to go, and you'll watch a movie. So
I have a neighbor that's like two streets up from me. They have
strips. Yeah.
They have a projector screen, and like sometimes when I'm driving home, I'll drive by and you can see people gathered in their driveway, and yeah, they're watching movies right on the garage door.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
We do that during the summer because Roman would invite his friends over. We have one of those small projectors also.
Oh, you do?
And we'll project it right on the wall on the back of the garage there next to the door.
Do I have to be one of his friends to want come and watch this? Or?
No, because you paid him $20, so you're okay.
Yeah,
good. So
wait a minute.
Yes, Steve?
So I bought a lifetime of coming over to your house?
Well, just once.
Oh, okay. Then I got to pay again.
Next, to watch the movie, though.
Yeah, the next payment will be with my blood.
Plasma.
Yeah. And last thing here, I thought this was totally hysterical, but on average, Wisconsin is pumping the nation's cheapest gas.
It was $2.50 today.
$2.50. Okay, I paid $2.35 a week ago. You guys want to take a guess on what it is in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin's? I don't know. $1.92. I don't know. I just don't know.
$1.92?
I'm going
to... Okay, all right.
I was going to say $1.94.
$1.94. Okay. Zach?
$1.88.
All of you are over.
Over?
Woohoo! All of you are over.
We're driving to Wisconsin to fill up.
You guys want to take another guess? Amber?
$1.74.
Okay.
$1.51.
Zach?
163.
All of you, again, are over.
Oh, my goodness.
No way. What is it?
Want to take one
Give
more?
Give me the Googles.
Yeah, let's one more.
One last guess. Okay, Amber?
136.
Steve?
Oh, 98 cents.
98?
No.
I'm gonna use, let's see, $1.10.
$1.10. Steve is the closest.
Ha ha ha.
Yep, in Wisconsin, it's gotten as low as 75 cents a gallon.
Whoa.
What?
I'll bet the line was around the...
Who's ready to move?
Yeah.
Nobody's going anywhere in Wisconsin. It's
and
Wisconsin.
Sean, there's one thing I have to tell you about Wisconsin.
That cheese?
I lived in Madison.
Oh, jeez. Dude, I'm telling you, 30 years. 30 years I've known this man.
There's always something new.
There is.
That's
there is.
There's so much, it's hard for me to remember.
Good Lord. Good Lord. But yeah, no, 75 cents a gallon That's is what insane. It's gone down to. In Oklahoma, let's see, it's like 15 cents higher. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely gone down.
Well, you got to drive away from those tornadoes.
Yeah, exactly. fill up and...
Too soon?
And get going. No.
There's nowhere to drive. You just hunker down.
Hunker down. And there you go, guys. There's your lockdown pick-me-ups.
We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
Ooh.
All right. Well, you know, not only is it Cinco de Mayo coming up also, but it's also Star Wars Day. So may the 4th be with you.
And wasn't there always, or they also added Revenge of the 5th.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So I've got here a list of the most expensive and rare Star Wars items. And I'm going to go through these real quickly here. But believe it or not, the least expensive, goes for about $4,000.
The least?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what is it?
Okay. This is one of the characters called Yak Face, which kind of looks like Joe Camel kind of a guy. He was one of the characters in Jabba the Hutt's palace, basically. And
oh.
So it's a rarity, but if you find him, whatever, basically, most of these, they're on the card. These are not loose, so they're mint condition on the card, which means they're still in their bubble packing and everything, goes up to as much as $4,000. Let's see here. This one was an interesting one. Death Squad Commander, which is this guy who has like this really helmet kind of thing on. They changed his name later on to Star Destroyer Commander, basically. But if you have it where it says Death Squad, because basically Kenner changed the name after realizing how morbid that kind of sounded, you know?
Yeah. Death Squad.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But if you find him with Death Squad written on it, it's $6,500.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Johnny, what's that what's that figure you're playing with?
It's the Death Squad. Now, I kind of remember they seen these out and about when I was younger, though, where it was a special set where you got like the heroes or the villains. So the heroes you might have gotten, let's say like Luke Skywalker, let's say a Jawa and R2-D2.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they had the villain set, which was Darth Vader, a Stormtrooper, and the Death Squad Commander, okay? So if you got that three-pack, and this was back in 1978 that this one came out, that is now worth up to 10 grand.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
What?
Amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
Do you have any of these, Sean?
You know what? I do, but the thing is that most of them are loose. And I will tell you this. When I was 7 years old and my grandfather took me to go see Star Wars... we walked through an old Woolworth and Wilco store, drugstore, to get to the movie theater in Cerritos. And I saw the figures there, and I begged him to get me one. He goes, why do you even want them? You haven't even seen the movie yet. You know, which is true. And
no,
he said,
toys.
He said, he goes, I'll tell you what. After the movie, if you liked it, I'll get you your first two. And, of course, I loved it. We walked out, went over back through the Woolworth and Wilco. The first two he bought me, I still have to this day.
Aww,
R2-D2 and C-3PO were the first two figures I've got. And he told me, open them, play with them, but take care of them. Because I guarantee you, someday, these are going to be worth money. Lo and behold, I should have said, well, old man, why don't you buy me two more then? You know?
Yeah, buy two of each.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly. But true story. Absolute true story. And I still have all my original Star Wars figures open. So I do have to go back and find out which ones are the most expensive ones. Mm-hmm. But I think I know which one it is because Medical Droid FX7 figure. Now, this was a droid that came out in Empire Strikes Back, and of course, all the hardcore fans know about it because he took care of Luke Skywalker. Well, when this was released, it was to a certain Action Factory kind of thing, but then he came out on his own. When he finally came out on its own, that is when the thing got popular. It is now worth over $11,000.
You could put Roman through school with all this. This is easy.
Yeah. And so that's what happened. Yeah. And the thing is, it's that it's not the price difference between opened and unopened is not much. It is that sought out. I have two of those figures.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Last couple of ones here. This one was very popular a number of years ago, but it's now gone down in the rank. The Vinyl Cape Jawas. Those have been seen to go up to about $18,000. And the thing is they have to be on the card, though, still. Again, on the card, because a lot of people were making the vinyl capes and then passing off the ones that came with a cloth one as the vinyl one, unboxed or whatever. So they said, it has to be on the card. The most expensive one, though, now in 2015... it fetched around $18,000, but another one has been listed on eBay for $53,000.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, the last two. Oh, play that. Play that part.
Please. I am the Senate.
Yes, you are.
Bow
to me.
The last two, and I have all three of these figures. Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Luke Skywalker with the telescoping lightsaber.
Ooh.
So the lightsaber was already built in their arm, and then you would push it. There was a little lever.
Oh, I see. Okay. And yeah, misunderstood with that.
You would push it out, and it would telescope out, basically. So each of those are worth money. The most expensive, let's see. Let me see here. 2013, Vader went just for under $30,000. In July of 2018, Obi-Wan Kenobi sold for $76,000.
Whoa.
And Luke went for has gone for $25,000. That's amazing.
Interesting, but I'm also over here quietly judging society and how we value things. Yes. just saying.
Yeah.
Just
now,
saying.
Now the holy grail though of all of this is Boba Fett. And there's different versions of Boba Fett, but the one that you have to get is basically the prototype. Because it's all gray, it's not painted at all whatsoever, and not only that though, but the rocket that's supposed to be on him, which was a red rocket thing, it actually launched.
Oh.
Yeah. So Kenner decided, now here's why it's so rare and it's the Holy Grail. Kenner decided to scrap the design, and it was briefly produced but never actually sold.
Ooh.
Right.
Rare.
Fortunately, some forward-thinking Kenner employees snagged the pre-production models. In 2016, a potential starting sale price was $125,000.
That's it?
No, because the seller actually held firm for $150,000, which is what it sold for.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine
judging
that? A little Star Wars figure, three and three quarter, $150,000. Who is buying? I'm wondering if George Lucas is buying these back or something, you know?
I mean,
who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
You know, my grandfather, that's who. So there you go, guys. The most expensive and rare Star Wars items. Amazing. I do have to go through mine and find out which ones are.
I know, I'm picturing Sean just sitting on the floor playing with his trains.
And then my Star Wars, you know.
Putting Luke on the locomotive.
Yeah, exactly. But see, it can't be Star Luke on the locomotive. It's got to be Luke in the card on the locomotive.
Oh, sorry.
You know.
Playing.
Don't want that value.
This all reminded me of the 40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
Steve Carell.
Yeah, that's exactly, what it is, you know.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, but no, at my grandparents' house in Saskatchewan, because that's where he lives, I have boxes and tubs of my old stuff, all my original Star Wars stuff, and the new stuff when they started to redo them back in the mid-90s.
That's how I am with Dragon Ball Z. I have a whole bunch of Dragon Ball Z toys still in the box.
Yeah, and well, I still collect the Star Wars. Every now and then I'll pick something that I'm going, oh, I should get that one, I should get this one. And all the newer stuff or whatever, when they started to do them in the mid-90s, everything is on the card.
The only thing I really, really want, and I would cherish it forever, is I want a custom-built lightsaber from Star Wars Land.
Okay.
I want it so bad.
There is a place. Okay, there's a place right now. I looked it up because I saw it when I was doing some searching. They're doing 15% off lightsabers. And these are the ones you can actually battle with.
But I want, I want to go to Disneyland and, see it made and put together and pick the color and all that and the hilt. And
you still get, dude, you still get to do all that.
You do?
Yeah.
But it's not like you're not in Disneyland, though.
What universe are we in right now?
Dude, I'll hum the damn song for you.
I want authenticity.
I'll give you something here.
Zippity doo, zippity a.
For the record,
what a wonderful day.
For the record, my color is orange.
But no, I saw that one. Oh, I got my unemployment check coming soon. I want to get one.
How about new?
Do not.
You crazy Dutch bastard.
Yeah, I'm not Dutch. All right. So there you go. Anyway, so now it's not only is it Star Wars Day coming up to you, but you know what? It's also National Bombshell Day. And there's so many female bombshells that have graced us through the years. And Amber, I think you've got two different lists over there, right?
I do. Moving on from grown men playing with toys to
grown men playing with grown women.
Don't judge us.
No.
You had toys too.
All right. So that we're going to do this official. This is the IMDb Blonde Bombshells of All Time list.
Okay, Blonde Bombshells. Okay, let's see if we agree
blonde.
With
blonde. This is the blondes. All right. Number 10, Grace Kelly. Boom. Number nine. Gorgeous. We need some good music underneath this, Zach. We need some good music.
Oh, you know, do that sexy tunes. That Mexican one underneath. The sex talk one.
Oh, dear.
Not that one. Hola, honey, come on in and
woo!
We're making guacamole here.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay. That's a little bit. That'll do. Okay, so number 10, Grace Kelly. Very obvious. Number 9, Marlene Dietrich. Number 8, Lana Turner.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed. Okay.
Unless you wanted to try her on the floor.
Yeah. This is all very classic, by the way. This is very classic.
Yeah. After Lana Turner.
Number 7, Veronica Lake.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking Lake's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I would put her a little bit higher, though, I would think.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's all depends on your taste. This is a very
but a bombshell holds more than just looks or body. It's an attitude as well.
That's very true.
Definitely.
That's very true.
Let's see. Number 6, Ginger Rogers.
I wouldn't consider her a bombshell, though. Ginger Rogers, really?
That dancing. She was very pretty.
She was
gorgeous. No, very attractive woman, though, but I wouldn't. I don't know if I would consider her a bombshell. Yeah.
Well, she's on the list, so okay. IMDb negates your
That's okay. That's okay.
Opinion.
That's right.
Anyway, number five. Jane Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she was the first one that you've said that really reeked bombshell.
Oh, her, yeah.
But her daughter is Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Really?
Oh. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's her mom.
Did not know that. Wow.
Do some research here.
Yeah, I didn't even know Jane Mansfield had any kids.
She was in a horrible car accident. I think she was decapitated.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, she's the reason when you look at a back of a semi truck that they have that funny down below the bumper, it goes down and there's a bar down below.
Yeah.
To try and keep the car from going under.
Under. Yeah.
This just turned really morbid. We go from like sexy to death.
She died very, very tragically. Yeah.
I have a crush on Mariska Hargitay.
Jane Mansfield.
So, yeah.
Okay. Number four, Carol Lombard. Don't come up with some scary death story again.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably put it a little... See, that's where I would probably put her lower and bring Veronica Lake up a little bit.
But then she had a lot of attitude.
True.
It was in there. So that's why I said, you know, some of it's a mixture back and forth. And
bombshell is a thing. It's a whole categorical. Yeah. You have to, like, check every box. Okay, so three, Mae West.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what's funny is that she was a very short woman, so she would wear special shoes that made her, like, 6 inches taller.
Do I need to get some of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
to get some? Yeah, exactly. Oh, Mae West. Yeah, I see her anytime. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm torn with this one. We have number two, number one. I think we should flip them, but let's just.
Well, you know what?
Two,
IMDb
Marilyn.
Doesn't verify your opinion, though, Amber.
You know what?
Ooh.
You keep talking yours. That's all right. Number two, Marilyn Monroe.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Number one, Jean Harlow. See, I'm feeling a swap with those
two. Ooh.
Harlow, I'd
swap with any of those two women. I go back and forth with those two women very easily, you know, and throw in a Jane Mansfield while you're there.
No, that's mine.
You know.
This list,
head or no
this
head.
Next one I have, I'm digging on this one. This is bombshells of all time.
Okay.
No blonde, you know.
A mixture of everybody.
Blonde is always, yeah, exactly. We're going to get some brunettes in here too.
Yeah.
Number 10. Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, I would kind of dispute that one.
I was waiting for that. I paused for that one.
Oh, Norman, you old poop.
I think this is...
On Golden Pond, I know that one.
This one should be higher on the list.
Zach just woke up. I like it.
This one should be higher on the list. I disagree with this being at number 9, but Tina Turner.
Ooh.
I'm feeling top 5 at some time.
I think she's right where she needs to belong on the bottom. You know, but compared to probably others that are a little bit higher ranking, but I mean she's in the top 10 because what made her, I think, was her legs, hands down.
Oh,
I mean, and her attitude.
That face, the mouth, is everything. She did the whole wink and the whole thing.
Well, she was your private dancer.
She was.
Yeah.
She was.
But no.
At number 8, Betty Grable. I don't know if I would have her on the top 10, but she's there.
Hmm. Okay.
She's on this list.
All right.
Number 7, I agree with this one. Madonna.
Oh yeah.
Queen
Madonna. Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. But keep it inside.
Fussy, 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 fussy.
Especially. And the Vogue.
Don't worry, we got you. But no, you're right with Madonna. The thing is with Madonna, she did so many different things. Even when she first came out, she was very influential in her dress and everything and so forth. And then it just progressed from there. So yeah, I would totally agree that Madonna does deserve to be in that top 10. Absolutely.
Madonna.
All right, who's after Madonna?
Number 6. Brigitte Bardot.
Now, that's who I like.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. We all love a Yes. Sexy French lady, right?
Yes.
Number five, again, this is okay, Marilyn Monroe. That's of all time. That's good.
Okay, yeah.
Number four, Halle Berry. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
100%.
Totally. Very strong woman. I mean, she did different roles where she could be sexy, but then she could be a strong woman as well, you know, abused mm-hmm. woman. So her roles vary quite a bit. So to be a bombshell and to take that certain things on, and she was a Bond girl. Hello. So, yeah.
Duh.
I would, yeah, she was.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
I think absolutely. We should have all the cat. Any woman who played Catwoman should be on this list. That's just my opinion.
Michelle?
The only thing good about her version of Catwoman was the outfit, and that's about it.
Oh, pfft.
No, it was a
Moving
bad
on.
Film. It was a bad
Number
film.
Number three, Liz Taylor.
Yeah, I would have to go with that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She was back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Farrah Fawcett. Back in, you know, the 70s and 80s. What do you think? Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, I mean, she was huge. She was huge. You know, she was one of Charlie's Angels.
There was a time where every teenage boy in America had her poster up on the wall.
I was going to say. Yeah.
For some reason, they kept slapping themselves. I don't know what they were doing, but, you know, they kept slapping themselves when they were in their room.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Sean.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So,
only everyone had you on Zoom video.
Who's number one?
Number one, and I think Steve's gonna like this one. Sophia Loren, number one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. The way she carried herself, her figure, the attitude. Oh yeah, absolutely.
She was a great actress.
Yeah.
She was good in front of the camera. She really was.
And behind the camera, and on top of the camera.
Yeah.
I think we could have put Kate Blanchett on here, too.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's just my opinion.
I don't know. I mean.
No?
I'm going to say yes.
Kate Blanchett?
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A bombshell, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. She could be anything. She can do anything. There's nothing that woman can't do.
There's things on her I want to taste.
Oh my gosh!
Wow! You know, like whipped cream off of her shoulder.
Just her shoulder?
Yeah, just her shoulder. Because I'm trying to. Be...
In that case, yeah, she's definitely off the list. If it's just the shoulder, the heck with that. Yeah.
Well, she does have a kind chin.
A kind chin.
Oh my gosh!
Kind chin. The eyes and smile. Yeah. Who would you guys add to the list? Anybody we missed?
You know, there's been so many that I think have, over the years.
Jenny McCarthy.
No. She went too crazy with the vaccine shit.
Yeah,
no.
Because that's almost like saying, oh, well, Pamela Anderson, too. You know, and it's like.
I'll take Jenny. I'll take Jenny over Pam.
You know.
I got one. Carmen Electra.
No, what are you doing? You're going like full white trash.
No, I'm not. Okay, her now, but
nothing wrong with that.
Okay, in the 90s? Come on, that counted.
Whatever.
Hold on, I got a repertoire.
No. I'm there with you. But I think it was for just a very, very short period of time though.
Yeah, they're blips, literally just.
Yeah.
Silicone blips on the, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with silicone blips. I like silicone blips. They're very good blips.
How about Heather Graham?
Oh, yeah.
I would probably put her in the running. Yeah, because.
Roller Girl.
Yes, and many.
Oh, yeah.
We just watched Bowfinger.
Straight to that one.
That's Bowfinger. What I was thinking about.
Bowfinger. Oh, God. She was so good in that. And she didn't take her top off. I was really pissed.
Yeah.
But Heather Graham can kind of be one of those that it's kind of sneaking in through,
Sneak it in there?
Yeah.
I'd put Lady Gaga on the list. I don't know.
You go ahead and do that, and we're going to move on to the next segment.
Fine.
Take that.
Go play with your...
Oh. Check your nose. I think you're bleeding.
Oh.
Well, hey, do we have some more Mexican word of the day?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's do a couple more of these.
Are you ready?
I'm going to try here.
Okay.
Buenos dias.
Wheelchair.
Wheelchair. Oh, okay. Hey, we only have one enchilada left, but don't worry, wheelchair.
Oh,
You guys are going to hell.
Oh, I know.
I know, right?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Chicken.
Oh, God.
Chicken. Chicken. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Chicken.
Hey,
chicken.
My wife wanted me to go to Walmart, but she can go herself.
Okay, how about blueberry?
Today, ooh, the wind blueberry hard.
What is that noise? Say it again. Say it again.
Oh. Today, the wind blueberry hard.
Okay, one more. Okay, cheapest.
Cheapest, okay. Hey, I told Maria a funny joke and she pissed her pants.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You guys, you two drunk yet, or...
No, we're doing good.
I'm not. I'm okay. It's this Fresca in it is for me is like it doesn't make you want to drink it quickly.
we do have a new sponsor though.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh,
should we play that new sponsor?
I think we should.
More cliche music for you.
If Sean wasn't Mexican, we would be in a lot of trouble for this.
We would.
Hey, that's just Latino. Saying. That's Latino. There's a big difference.
Latinx. All
right. Hey, are you having trouble celebrating Cinco de Mayo while you're at home due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Is your favorite bar dive bar?
I told you I did it late last night.
Yes, you did. Is your favorite dive bar where you celebrated being Irish in March is now closed? What the hell is that?
Well, don't worry. Come to everyone's favorite Mexican restaurant in Inglewood, Casa Your Mama.
At Casa Your Mama's, all of your food is ready to go for your Cinco de Mayo celebration at your home.
Your mama.
That's right. Not only do we put together a great selection of Mexican food for you, but we also help you celebrate Cinco de Mayo in the true traditional way.
The first thing we did was put together a Cinco de Mayo playlist of some of your favorite Mexican music from some of the biggest stars like
Santana's Oye Como Va,
Los Lobos' soundtrack to La Bamba,
Gloria Estefan's The Music Is Gonna Get You and Conga,
Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad,
Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca,
Jennifer Lopez's Dance With Your Papi,
Sammy Hagar's Mas Tequila,
Brooks and Dunn's My Maria,
The Flying Burrito Brothers' Hot Burrito Number 1 and Number 2.
And what kind of Cinco de Mayo playlist would it be without having Richie Valens' original La Bamba?
So come on down to Casa Your Mama's this Tuesday and ask for a Cinco de Mayo special.
Remember, we will be on the corner of Century and Prairie Avenue across from the Church's Chicken from 9 a.m. to 10:45.
Then we'll be at Hardy and South La Brea at the 7-Eleven parking lot from 11 a.m. till noon 30.
Then we will be at Spruce in Manchester at the Vons parking lot from 1 to 3 or until security tells us to leave.
Then for your dining pleasure from 5 p.m. on, we'll be at the LAX Holiday Inn, the LAX Western Inn, or the LAX Marriott. Just depends on which one lets us stay the longest to, you know. So check all three locations.
Remember, when it comes to celebrating Cinco de Mayo, there's no better roach coach than Casa Your Mama.
And don't forget to leave a Yelp review.
Roach coach.
Hey, that ended perfectly.
That's why I was kind of like, God, nice going, guys. Nailed it. I had another song on deck to kind of go with it, and I didn't have to play it.
That was pretty good.
We're scraping the barrel on sponsors here. What's up?
What do you mean we're scraping the barrel? Really? Think so?
I'm going there tonight, Amber, and I'm taking you with me. So there.
Let's get Mama. And let's do something else.
We're going to call some other friends of ours.
Sounds like someone's drunk dialing.
Have you guys ever done that?
We're doing it now. These friends?
No.
These friends happen to be beer experts?
They are.
Hold on.
They are. See, you cheated because you looked at the rundown.
You know, I always get excited when I can take them on. I just want some homebrew with them. I just want to, like, hang out and... We don't get to see them enough.
I know, we don't. And we just talked to them, was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week,
yeah. So they're not expecting our phone call right now, so we'll see what happens here.
Is he
see if Mike answers.
Maybe they're homebrewing naked.
Ooh. Then I want to go there real quick.
It's like a scene in Ghost, except with a homebrewing kit.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll just leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Mike, hey, Kay, it's Sean Roberts, Zach, and Steve here. We're all here doing the show and everything. We're towards the end of it, but we just want to give you a quick call and wish you guys Home Brew Day. We didn't even realize it, that it was today, so we just want to give a quick call and see how you guys were, even though we spoke to you guys last week, because, you know, hell, we love you. So,
you're drunk.
Anyway.
Mwah.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Take care. All right.
Every day is homebrew day. Yeah.
It is. Yes. It absolutely is. All right. Okay, guys, do you guys want to do the game or should we do what's news?
I think we should find out what's going on in the world.
Want to do that real quick?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
It's burning down.
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pussycat, pussycat.
You know, every time I go through the what's news stuff and everything, it always amazes me the stupidity of things that happen in our world. We've all been on lockdown, basically, you know, for
what, you know, those damned out lockdown blues.
Well, you know what though, but it's but sometimes things can get a little bit embarrassing if you're a politician. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Illinois
Which one?
A Illinois mayor sends police to break up a few parties. Apparently, they found his wife at one of them.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yep, the mayor of a small city in Illinois warned citizens that he had ordered police to break up parties and issue citations to enforce the state's stay-at-home orders and are meant to do, which are meant to slow down, of course, the coronavirus pandemic. But when the officers did so, they found his wife at one such gathering. These are very serious times, and I'm begging you to please stay at home. Alton Mayor Brett Walker said, parents, please keep your kids at home, and doing so is vital to our health. Now, recently, Walker issued a statement on Facebook saying that the police had found his wife at a bar in the city that was operating in violation of the governor's orders. Walker said he was embarrassed.
What?
He was embarrassed and apologized to his constituents. My wife is an adult and capable of making her own decisions, and in this instance, she exhibited a stunning lack of judgment.
Oh!
The same,
please do not let this affect my re-election.
Yeah. The same consequences for her ill-advised decision as other individuals caught the event, he added. Walker did not provide the name of his wife nor the identity of the local news reports. Well, you know what? But if you're the mayor of that town, you know, especially in Illinois, it's one of those cities where it's a who's who of who's who. Y'all know each other, you know. And I've worked.
Everybody knows everybody.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. I mean, even in L.A., you know, when we have so many smaller suburb cities around or whatever. I worked for the city of Bellflower. I got to know all the mayors, you know, because
what town was it?
Bellflower.
I don't remember that because I lived in Illinois.
Oh no. Oh, you want to know the town that I worked for?
The mayor of.
Oh, let's see. I think it did say here. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm curious too. How does he not know where he's? Like, why she wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna go to the bar. Let's have this conversation real quick. Like, she just snuck out. What was this girl?
Yeah, pretty much.
Lady up to?
Pretty much.
What was she up to?
Well, she was at the bar having a damn good time. That's for sure.
About 5 foot four.
There's something more here. We need to investigate.
Alton.
Illinois.
So look it up, find out who the mayor is, and 10 to 1, you'll probably find his wife somewhere at a bar.
Wow. With whom?
Yes. Yeah. What do you got, Steve?
Well, okay, here we go. And I lived in this state, too.
Oh, shit. Gee,
it's the Utah governor signs a bill. Well, the bill wasn't necessarily to legalize sex outside of marriage. It was to repeal a 1973 misdemeanor crime of fornication or sex between people who are not married. There was a law you could get arrested for that. And they finally did away with that law, which I guess means that anybody that wants to have sex with somebody can. And it
to a consenting adults.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically,
yeah.
So basically, two consenting adults prior, it was against the law to do that. Mm-hmm. So now this repeals that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All yeah. Right. So they were,
is the most
they were handing out
archaic law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sentences for 6 months in jail and a fine of $1,000.
Jeez.
But it wasn't necessarily pursued by police for prosecution, and they didn't try to enforce it, but it was on the books, so they've now passed legislature that takes it off the books.
Wow. All right. Very cool.
Good job catching up, Utah.
Yay. Took them
home. 18th century.
It decriminalizes adultery and sodomy among consenting adults.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
The world's a better place now.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What you got, Amber?
You didn't send me one.
I sent you three last week.
Oh,
just make one up.
Let's dig around here. What do I have? Ooh. I got a nice little short one. Woman stuck in clothing bin cries for help. I can't feel my arms. Is this a joke? You sent me this.
I know.
A woman was rescued after getting her arm trapped in the jaws of a clothing donation bin in Livermore, California. Why the hell did she put her arms in there? Watch the heroic moment.
She's putting stuff back that she was trying on.
Find it on YouTube, probably, where the heroic moment when a good Samaritan, a man named Steve. Steves are so good.
They
good
are.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yes, they're
okay.
They're either super helpful or, never mind.
They Steve,
here,
they
he
Steve
hears
a lot.
Her cries, and he helps her behind a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
that sounded.
I would help any girl with her clothes behind a 7-Eleven.
Well, it's a donation bin. She had her arms inside there. So anyway, so he called the fire department and he pulled his vehicle up to the metal bin. So the distressed woman, who had been trapped for nearly 45 minutes, could step onto the hood of his car and free her arm.
Wow.
Riveting. Riveting news here on your weekly dose. You need the latest here.
Walter Cronkite, eat your heart out.
I know.
That's the way it was.
I'm never getting a real journalist job after that.
Good.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, we got one more to Mexican word of the day.
The word of the day. Okay, we got a couple more here.
All right.
Yes.
Green. Pink and yellow. I'll repeat that so you understand.
Yeah, green.
Green, pink, and yellow.
Ah, okay. Hey, the phone go green, green. I pink it up and say, you know.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Cashew.
Sound like that.
Cashew. Ah. Hey, man, stop running. I can't catch you.
Yes.
Okay. Budweiser.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Consuela has a nice body, but why is her face so ugly?
Budweiser face so ugly.
Okay, and here's one. Herpes.
Trying to throw me for a loop there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, my friend and I ordered a pizza. I got my piece and she got her piece. I'm waiting for Amber. And she's not paying attention right now.
That was a take it or leave it.
All right, Give me another one then, Steve.
All right.
So we got
harassment.
I like the chicken.
Harassment.
Oh, man, my wife caught me in bed with another woman and I told her harassment nothing to me.
Terrible, my good.
Oh my god.
Okay, there you go. You ended on a good note there.
All right, we'll end it there then. All right, let's do the game, guys.
Terribly racist.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the new quiz show that's skyrocketing in popularity so quickly it's already blasé. Quiz me. quiz you.
Question number one.
I said uno.
Uno.
Oh, should I do them all in Spanish?
Pregunta numero uno.
All right.
Numero uno.
How many teams are there currently in the NFL?
Steve.
Sean.
32.
That is correct.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say something that's been 30s. I thought it was 34.
I have a feeling that this might be a Steve kind of day. Question number two.
It's sports, isn't it? Sports and states.
A member of which heavy metal band wrote a popular book about his conversion to Christianity in 2007?
Sean. Alice Cooper?
No. Think a little newer school.
Amber. I think I just said that. Is it the dude from Korn?
That is correct.
I can't remember his name.
His name is Brian Head Welch.
And I thought it was the dude from Peas.
That's question number three. Who is the only athlete ever to play in a Super Bowl and World Series?
Sean. Bo Jackson.
No? Oh, I thought it was Bo Knows. Bo.
Bo don't know shit right now.
No.
I thought Bo Jackson
Oh,
did.
Crap. I know this. I can't think of it.
Diaz? No.
Amber?
My mind.
I thought it was something Diaz, but I don't know if that's right. I don't know.
He also works for an analyst for CBS Sports and the NFL Network. I think that's probably.
Come on, Steve. This is you. This is all you, Steve.
I've been drinking.
I'm surprised you made that thing last the whole show.
Yeah, me too.
Like I said, I don't like the taste of that Fresca.
Oh, okay.
Next time, 7-Up for me.
Okay, you got it.
So what the hell is the answer for this question? This is...
Well, because no one got the right answer.
The answer is
Deion Sanders.
Deion.
Yeah.
Question number four. How many demons were cast out of Mary Magdalene?
How many?
Sean.
One.
What?
Really?
No, it's a higher number.
Didn't she have like a legion or something?
Amber, that's pretty close. So they go a little higher number.
Legion.
I am legion.
12 or 13. Let's give it a nice little 7, 8. Seven.
She said seven first.
Okay, everyone's correct. Yes, seven.
Jeez. Okay, thanks. That's the God
now?
Number. How can that be the thing? That's a.
This is the God number. Question number five.
Oh.
What is the name of the secret society Albus Dumbledore founded?
Sean. Order of the Phoenix.
That's right.
Ah.
This is question number six.
Good job, Sean.
Thank you.
Which of the following TV shows featured an episode with Donald Trump as a primary character?
TV show. Was it the reality show that he did?
I will accept that answer, except that is not the one I'm looking for, but if everyone wants to maybe... Okay, you haven't said it yet.
It's the Apprentice, right?
Yes, is one of them, but there's a specific one I'm looking for. And I actually didn't know this. I can give you a hint, but it's going to give it away. So let's move along, and I'll just tell you. Will Smith.
Sean. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is correct. Number seven.
Yeah, move on.
He also did Spin City.
Oh, that's right.
He's also a terrible actor. He doesn't even... He's just throw him in the waste bin.
Shut your mouth over there, Amber. Don't worry about what I do. This is your president talking. I've taken over as host.
I love his Donald Trump.
Question seven. Which color do the ghost enemies turn to once... I can't read, just like Sean. My news conferences. Sean.
Clorox.
No, but I have a mouthful of it. What color do the ghost enemies turn?
Steve.
Steve.
Lysol.
Oh, this is a pack Pac-Man question. They turn blue.
That is correct. How hard was that?
You guys having fun?
Too bad they didn't turn orange.
Literally, when you said that, I like literally saw Pac-Man in my brain. I was like, wow, that really...
Did it hurt?
I had some neurons fired in my brain. I was like, Pac-Man! Atari!
You done? Question number 8. Which U.S. state is famous for their juicy peaches?
Sean.
Chuck.
Georgia.
That's correct. And
Georgia.
It's on my mind.
Question number 9.
Thank God.
What mountain range is Mount Everest located?
Steve. Himalayas.
That's correct. We'll just go home. Go
that sounds like a Mexican word of the day.
Himalaya, too.
Himalaya.
It's going to go to number 10.
Himalaya in bed still.
What is the name of the first pizzeria to open up in the United States?
Steve. Gino's.
No? More specifically, it was
Amber.
Amber, go.
Pizza Hut.
Really? That's yours?
I don't know.
Tony's.
No? Is that wrong?
No.
We'll go through all the Italian names.
Just go ahead. Rapid fire.
Steve.
The answer is Lombardi's Pizza.
Lombardi.
Open up in 1905 in Lower Manhattan in New York City.
Oh, I bet they had a long line.
Probably. Hey, real quick, before we go, guys, we wanted to give a quick shout-out to producer Rosemary Jimenez, who produced the Mark and Brian show. She recently lost her mom this week, so we want to give a shout-out to that and send our deepest condolences. And also to our friend Chipper Lowell, whose father, Chuck Burns, who is a great, great guy to work for at Knott's Berry Farm when I was there. Also passed away this week. And we're actually going to try and get Chip on because he was working on a book with his dad. So we're trying to get him on the air. So, again, we lost two great people this week. So we want to, again, send our condolences out both to Rosemary Jimenez and to Chipper Lowell and his dad, Chuck. So in the meantime, guys, go out there. Have a beautiful weekend. Don't know what's like on the East Coast, but here in Southern California, guess what?
The rules, though.
It is warm again. So... stay in. That's all you can do because it's warm. Basically, turn on the air AC.
Follow your social distancing, your local social distancing rules.
Please be careful out there, guys. In the meantime, show's website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
Follow me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva. On Twitter, it's at SilvaLiney69.
And you can find me, Amber Ash McCary, on Facebook, Instagram. Wash your hands and wash your devices. Come on, guys. Come on.
I washed my device this morning in the shower.
Disinfect your phone.
Repeatedly.
Filthy.
Zach, go ahead.
And make sure it's clean.
Good Lord. And before you go and check your phone, wash your hands for checking me on Instagram at Zombie Mel Gibson. Just wash your hands first.
Absolutely. Please. And if you guys want to follow me, Sean, on all the social media, I made it simple for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts, HC. And tonight, if you guys are a little bit bored at around 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time,
I will
be doing my first acoustic concert. So please join me. Just go to Facebook. And again, my login there is Sean Roberts, HC. And I'll be playing some songs from the 50s that influenced me, as well as some songs from my first album as well.
You going to dress up?
Well, yeah, I have to wear clothes. It's a live stream.
Well, I didn't mean naked.
I don't even look at myself naked.
Well, I meant, are you going to dress nice? Should I have said that?
Oh, yes, I'm going to dress very nice. Yeah,
that's all I was getting at.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty, guys, go out there. Have a good weekend. Take care and be safe with each other. And be good to each other as well. See you next week.
Boy.
Wear your mask, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1 and Facebook at Your Weekly Dose. We'll see you next week.